Okay, today's daf is Tumur Daf Lamed Beis. Tumur Lamed Beis, as we are up to the last three blot of Maseches Tumura, as we start the Mishnah. The Mishnah tells us, as this parak started yesterday, Shabbos' daf discussed the relationship and the contrasts between Kachim Mizbech and Kachim Bedek Habayis. That was the Mishnah. Today we have the comparisons. In what ways are they similar? Says the Mishnah. Echad kachim mizbeach ve'echad kachim bedek habayis ein mishanan osan mikedusha lekedusha. Whether it's kachim bedek habayis or kachim mizbeach, one is not allowed to change their kedusha. Kebi mishanan mikedusha lekedusha. So every phrase in this Mishnah has to be analyzed. What does that mean? You can't be mishanan it. Rashi says the kachim bedek habayis shekdishim lamizbeach. Kachim bedek habayis. I have something that's supposed to be for temple upkeep, and I want to be mishanan that to kachim mizbeach. I can't do it. Lo asa klum. Ubekachim is beach a mishanin mikdushas ola lishlamim umishlamim laola. And within kachim is beach, I'm not allowed to change the kedusha from one to the other. It's a clear diuk, two diukim from Rashi. Rashi says one type of changing of shinui in kachim bedek habayis and one type of changing in kachim is beach. Mashma, the other types are not a problem. Meaning, he says you can't change from kachim bedek habayis to kachim is beach. What about from kachim is beach to kachim bedek habayis? Rashi does not say that. That's not allowed. And that's what we've seen before in the Rambam. We'll see it again. That would work from Kachi Mizbeach to Kachi Bedek Habayis. It's just this one works. What does it mean in the Mishnah that applies to Kachi Mizbeach to Kachi Bedek Habayis too? By the way, it can't be to Mizbeach. What does it mean that it doesn't apply to Mizbeach? Within Mizbeach. Once it's roi for one carbon, you cannot change it to another carbon. So what's also noteworthy is that Rashi does not say what happens if something has Kedushas Bedek Habayis type 1 and I want to change it to Kedushas Bedek Habayis type 2. Rashi also doesn't mention that case, if there is such a case, as we'll see. But the only two cases that Rashi mentions is, number one, Kachi, what's a problem? What can't you do? Kachi Bedek Habayis to Kachi Mizbeach. And within Kachim Mizbeach. But as we just said, the other two options are not on the radar. And this is actually a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid, at least one of them. Which one? Within Kachim Mizbeach. Is there a shinui possible? Says the Rambam, all the way at the end of Maseches Tumura, Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph. Says the Rambam, Hamishan Esa Kachim Mikdusha Likdusha. Hilchas Tumura. What did I say? Maseches Tumura. Okay, Hilchas Tumura. Instead of the Rambam and the Maseches are all, it's all Gush Echad. Hamashan Es HaKadoshim Mikdush. We have to do Rambam Yomi too. Hamashan Es HaKadoshim Mikdusha LaKadusha. Over below Saseh. If somebody is Mishane Karbanos from one Kadusha to another Kadusha, as our Mishnah says, not only is it Ain, but it's Asur. Shene Amar Bibachar. The source for this is by Bachar. Lo Yakdish Ish Oso. A person cannot be Mishane the Kadusha of a Bachar, which is automatic. Shlo Yasenu Ola Velo Shlamim. Vehu Hadin Lishar Kadshim. Shein Mishanin Osan Mikdusha LaKadusha. Says the Rambam not only by Bachar, but by all karbanos, you're not allowed to be mishane from one kedusha to another kedusha. Echad kachim mizbeach ve'echad kachim bedek habayis. Here's the line. It doesn't matter whether it's kachim mizbeach or bedek habayis. Kate said, and he gives an example. Hikt im hiktish lebedek haheichol lo yishane lebedek hamizbeach. If you are makdish something, I want this money to be used for heichol items. I want this money to be used for, I don't know, lechem aponim. I want this money to be used for, you know, if the tiles get broken in the heichal. That's what I earmarked this money for. You're not allowed to be mishana that to bedek habayis. For other bedek habayis. For bedek hamizbeach is the lashon Rambam. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh. That's the shidus of Rambam. So the Rambam says, beferish, that even within kachi bedek habayis, it is also included in the iser. Says the Rambam, though, v'ein lokan alavzeh. We'll get back to that. But first, the Ravid. The Ravid says, Amar Avram. Remember on Friday, I think we had a Ravid that the Kesef Mishnah says wasn't strong enough. Okay, so now we're back to Ravids. Amar Avram. Zelo yadati minayim lo. I don't know what he's talking about. Shahari kulan mikachi bedek habayis heim ba'im. Kachi bedek habayis, it's all the same. Kidetanya, like the Gemara says, Mseches Ksubis Kufav, Haktores, V'chol Karbanas Hatzibur, Ba'in Mitshumas Alishka. Mizbeach Azov, Lavona Klisharis, Ba'in Mimoser Nesachim. Mizbeach Ola V'chulu, Ba'in Mikachi bedek habayis. What comes from bedek habayis? Mizbeach Ola, Lishchos, V'Azaros. Except for Chomas Azara. Alma, Ein Shinui, Bein Kachi Hechal, Lishar Azaros. V'lo L'mizbeach. So he says, I don't know what the Rambam is talking about. There is no difference between Bedek Abayis of Heichal and Mizbeach. It's all the same category of Kedusha. What the Rambam is talking about. V'ulai, and says the Ravid, V'ulai Ta'a. Maybe what threw the Rambam off was a Mishnah in Meseches Temura on Daf Lamed Beis, where the Mishnah says, Echad Kachim Mizbeach, Echad Kachim Bedek Abayis, a Mishanos of Mekdusha the Kedusha. V'hu Savor, and the Rambam thought, it's a very verbose Ravid. V'hu savar kimoshe, not in an extra way, just in a, you know, he explains himself very well here. V'hu savar kimoshe ein mishanim bekachim mizbeach afilu mikarbon lekarbon, kachim mishanim bebedek abayis afilu mibedek lebedek. That's how the Rambam understood it. It says the Ravid, v'yeno kein, shekachim mizbeach afilu mikachim kalam utmurim. I'm sorry, lechamurim ein mishanim. Even from kachim kalam, going up in Kedusha, you can't do Bekachim Mizbeach. V'imematin v'achilas kachim. Aval bedek abayis, ma yesh bein ze laze. V'hari hu mode, shemishanin bedek abayis. And he quotes even another Rambam. Either way, this is the Machlokas, a very important Machlokas in the Rambam and the Ravid. The Brisker Rav expands on this and says, you know what, you see if there's Rambam Ravid? There's a fundamental Machlokas. Are there different levels of Kedusha within bedek abayis? It doesn't sound like the Ravid agrees that there are different levels of Kedusha, and yet, you know, there's no problem with changing. It sounds like the Ravid's Lashon is, what's the difference? Ma yesh bein ze laze. Or kulan mi kachim bedek abayis ein ban. It's a fascinating machlokas. We know kachim is bech, obviously has different levels. Kedusha's ola is more chamer than Kedusha's chatas. Kedusha's chatas is more chamer than Kedusha's shlamim. Right? Every karban has the hierarchy of karbanos in terms of Kedusha's aguf. But before we started today's daf, we didn't know what about Bedek Abayis. So Machlokas Rambam Ravid. The Rambam says there's Kedushas Heichal, there's Kedushas Azara. I have to know how much would the Rambam would have, how many levels would he have? Kedushas Ezras Nashim, Kedushas Ezras Yisrael. I don't know exactly how many levels he would have. Would he have all the different levels of the Mishnah Meseches Kelim? The first parak talks all about the Kodesh Kachim and the Heichal and Bein Ha'ulam V'la Mizbeach. You can be Makdash of whatever you want. But that is the Rambam and the Ravid. Says the Kesef Mishnah, trying to defend the Rambam, V'yef Shalomar, Sherabenu Savar, Shetainazu, Shetana Ravid, Lechalik, Bein Kachim Mizbech, Lechachim Bein Gabayis, He, Kedai Lomar, Shebet Gabayis, Rashay Lashanas, Mikal Lechamur, Avalena Kedai Lomar, Shebet Rashay Lashanas, Mikal Lechal. Maybe the Rambam says, no, I think you can go at least up, because what's his example? You're not allowed to go from Kedushas Heichal to Kedushas Mizbeach. Maybe the Rambam would say you're not allowed to go the other way. And maybe that's how we would understand that there's an inherent difference between them. Okay, that's the Kesef Mishnah, trying to defend the Rambam. That is part one of the Rambam Ravid. But then the Rambam adds in the last line, and that is, there's no Malkus for being Mishana LeKedusha LeKedusha. Vei Mishanin, Vein Lokin Alavzeh. Why don't you get Malkus? Why don't you get Malkus for this Isser? Says the, you get Malkus for Tmura. Right, when you get Malkus, maybe, remember we had the first daf of Tamura, maybe you should get two sets of Malkus. We had on daf base. Tosef was asked. Says the, because it says, double Lashon in the Torah. Says the Kesef Mishnah, Mishum Davi Lav Shein B'Maisa. Period. It's a Lav Shein B'Maisa, and therefore, one would not get Malkus. If you look in the Rebbe Yashiv, haven't had him in a while, Rebbe Yashiv says, right here, V'Afilu Yase Maisa. Even if you would do a ma'aser kagon, shemishane es seder ha'avoda, umakrif ha'bechor kiseder hakravas chadas ha'ola. You could do a ma'aser somehow in this iser, right? Just not just say, I declare this to be, but if you do the other avoda, that's a ma'aser. Ein ze inyin lolavze, she'isuro bahakdasha v'lo bahakrava. The iser inherently here is not to be makrif an animal as its wrong type. That's just messing up. The Isser is Bahakdasha. If I'm Makdish, like the Torah says, Lo Yakdish Isho So, a person should be Makdish of Bechor for a different carbon. So that is the fundamental Isser. So if you just do it the wrong way, so that's just doing the Avoda the wrong way. We have Mishnayis about that in Zvachim. If you did the Avoda, if you sprinkle the blood of an Ola, which is supposed to be Lamata, you sprinkle it Lamala. The Chatos, the opposite. So that's just messing up. And that's being Mazik. And that might be possible to carbon, but in terms of this Isser, it's specifically an Isser HaKdasha. You give a different answer also to the, even if you want to say it's included in the Isser. The Chinuch says, again, you have to know what the Rambam says, but there's a major machlokas. If you have an Isser that can be violated with an Asay and without an Asay, so what is it called? the machlokas that we've mentioned a number of times in the past. The Sefer Chinuch says, not always, but most of the time, if you have an Isser that's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, even if you could sometimes violate it with a Maisa, it's called a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. For example, the Isser of revenge, the Isser of Nekama. The Sefer HaChinuch says you do not get Malkus to the Isser of revenge, because it's a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. A person could go and Rahman al-Islam punch somebody in the face. That's a Maisa. So the answer is no, because it can be done without a Maisa. So even if you happen to do with a Maisa, it's defined as a Lav She'ein Bo Maisa. Okay. The Rambam, though, has a different shot, and maybe that's why Rav Yashiv says what he says. Because he doesn't give the reason of, because inherently it's Lav She'ein Bo Maisa, he gives the reason that it's not part of the Isra of Hakdasha. The Rambam says in Hilchos Schirus, by the Isra of muzzling your animal. Muzzling your animal, Osachsum Shar B'disho. Pasuk in Parashat Kiseitse. So the Rambam says, you do get Malchus for Osachsum Shar B'disho. Even if Chasma B'kol. Even if I muzzle my animal, not with a muzzle, but every time he bends down to eat something, I go, stop, right? I make sounds that make him not eat. So in that case, you also get Malkus, says the Kesef Mishnah, the Magen Mishnah. Says the Magen Mishnah there in Hilchos Schirus, that the reason is because if you can violate it with a Maisa, even if you don't do it with a Maisa, you're still going to get Malkus. It's the question how you define the Avera. So again, it's opposite Shitas of the Chinuch and the Rambam. The problem is the Chinuch doesn't always say it. Sometimes he seems to have violations. What about Chametz on Pesach? There's a big discussion by Inyan of the Yoma. But either way, this is an important discussion of the Rambam and the Ravid in Maseches Temura in the fourth parak. Okay, that's the first line of the Mishnah. We continue. So it doesn't matter Kachem Mizbeach or Kachem Mizbeach, you're not allowed to be Mishana it, and we have the different options in the Rambam and the Ravid and in Rashi. Just to note, I didn't emphasize the other side. The other item that Rashi does not mention is Mefurish in the Rambam agreeing with Rashi. And that is, the Rashi says that from Kashim Bedek Habayis to Kashim Mizbeach, that's also, you can't do that. But the other way, you can do, and we'll see this in the Gemara as well, from Kashim Mizbeach to Bedek Habayis, that you can be Mishana the Kedusha. And that might not even be Yasser. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Arachin. The Rambam in Hilchos Arachin, if you remember, we discussed this in the Iyun Shir last week. The Rambam in Hilchos Arachin says, you can go from Mizbeach to Bedek Habayis, not just vice versa. Why? Because Bedek Habayis fundamentally is not yours, legally. And therefore, Ein Adam Makdish Dover Sheino Shelo. Mashe'en Kei Kashim Mizbeach, it is yours. And that's the Reb Chaim that we mentioned, that there's a fundamental difference between Bedek Habayis and Mizbeach. In terms of how the Kedusha works. Is it a direct Hakdasha by you, or is it you give it to the Beis HaMikdash, Midini Mamanis, and then Memelo, the Kedusha is Chal. So that's the difference, but there, that Diuk, the Rambam and the Rashi, would be on the same page. Okay, let's get back to the Mishnah. So, the first line of the Mishnah was, Bedek Habayis, or Kachem Mizbeach, you're not Mishana. Next line, Umagdishin, O son, Hekdish Ilui. You could be Magdish them, Hekdish Ilui, Umachrimin, O son. And you could be Machrim them. So what does that mean? You're allowed to add on a Hekdish. We just said you can't add on a Hekdish. So this is what the Kesef Mishnah was alluding to before. Maybe the Rambam thinks you could go up in Kedusha. Hekdish Ilui. Within Bedek Habayis. Rashi, Lashitasa, does not say that. What does Rashi say? Second Rashi. Akache Mizbeakai. This is beautiful. Lashitasa. The Rashi says you can't do anything with Bedek Habayis. Bedek Habayis is it. But within Kachim is back, you could have Hekdash Ilui. What does that mean? Rashi, Kagon, Im Amar al Ola, Harezula Bedek Habayis, Ma'alin Osabadamim. If I say about an Ola, I want, this Ola has Kedushas Aguf. But now I want to give its value also to the Beis HaMikdash. So fine, you evaluate it, you give its value, and you Makdash the animal. The animal doesn't lose its Kedushas Aguf, but you have to see how much this animal is worth, and whatever it's worth, the owner, the Makdash, has to, the one who declared it has to give that value to the Beis HaMikdash plus what it is worth. Lafi ma sheyish lo koach ba v'nosin l'gizbar. You got to give that money to a gizbar. Rashi notes that it depends if your animal was a neder or a nedava. A neder or a nedava. If it was a neder, remember the difference between a neder and a nedava. A neder is harei alai, right? I am responsible for this animal. If anything happens to it, I am responsible to pay in full. That's neder. Nedava is focused on the animal. Harezu. So Rashi says, by a neder, if I am makdash, hekdash, ilui by a neder, I have to give the full value of this animal. Because I'm responsible for substitution if something happens. That's a neder. That's harei alai. If it's nidava, so if something happens to this animal, so that I would not be responsible in full. So Rashi says, in that case, the hektish iloi, the value of bedek habayis, is not the entire value of the animal. It would be what we call the tovas hana'a. It's my choice to give this animal to whichever kohen I want. So how much is that right worth? Meaning, if somebody comes over, I'm not allowed to, a kohen's not allowed to pay me for it. But what happens if I have a neighbor who's a Yisrael, whose daughter married a kohen? So he comes over to me and says, you know what, I'll give you 50 shekel to give your karban to my son-in-law. So is that, that's not violating, that's not a kohen based agronis, it's not the kohen doing it. So how much would that be worth? How much would he pay? That's the value that the person has to pay if he's makdish his animal hektish eloi, if it is a nedava. So that's the difference between neder and nedava. Again, neder, you have to pay in full, and nedava, you have to pay the tovas hana'a. So that's this second line of the Mishnah. Makdishin hektish eloi, you're allowed to give, according to Rashi, and take your ola, your shlamim, whatever it is, and get the value of it, neder or nedava, and give that to the base of Mikdash. Umachrimin, O son. Sorry?
According to Rashi,
you can't go from Bedek HaBayis is not yours. So it's out, you're finished, right? Assuming that he holds like that part of the Rambam. So you can't do anything with Bedek HaBayis. Umachrimin, O son. And the Mishnah also added, you're allowed to be machrim. What is machrim? The Gemara is going to talk about what machrim here means. Let's say it just means the same, doesn't mean chermi konim, as we'll talk about. Machrim, if you remember, we had at the end of Meseches Archin, right in the previous Meseches, in Bechoros, discussions of two types of charamim. I think it was the end of Bechoros, right? Chermi konim and chermi bedek habayis. Charamim, on the one hand, could mean another way of giving something to Bedek HaBayis, just another word used. You can be makdish to Bedek HaBayis, you can be makdish to Bedek HaBayis, or you give it to the Kohanim. Chay might be the Kohanim, but we'll have to see in the Gemara which one is meant here. The problem, though, with Rashi is, Rashi says, Beferish. If I have a karban, if I have a neder and a dava, I could give that to whatever Kohen I want. I want to give this to a certain Kohen. That's what Rashi says. Tovas hanoi, you give it to any Kohen you want. Right? I'm choosing this Kohen. Right, let's say it's he's in the base off for Thursday, but it's Monday, I want to give it to him. So Rashi sounds like you can do whatever you want. And the Achronim are very bothered by that, because we don't find it anywhere. That you could choose which Kohen you want to give it to. If you are a Kohen and you are bringing a Karban, then you're allowed to bring your own Karban whenever you want. That we know. But if you're a Yisrael, you could choose which Kohen, you have Tovas Hana. Rashi says it twice. The Achronim are bothered by this. The Menchas Chinuch is bothered, and the Ola Shlomo is bothered. Right? What does Rashi mean here? Menachas Chinuch says in Kuf Tesvav, the first mitzvah in Ola, in Sefer Vayikra, he quotes this Rashi. This is the Rashi that everybody quotes. Rashi Mesek Ayin Rashi Tzmur Daf Lamed Beis Ubeemes Divi Rashi Tzmur Netzli. It's Tamua Misugi De Baba Kama, from the Sugya of Baba Kama, which he quoted earlier, Daf Kuf Yud, where he says Afilu Kohen She'in Eroi Lavoda Einu Yachol Litein Leiza Kohen She'yirtze. Right, even a kohen ain't a royal avoda. And Rambam quotes, except for Bechor, Shenir Midrav Denosin Lekol Kohen Sheyirtza. We look at Tosfos over here that he argues in Rashi, Al Kaini Rali Devade Kol Koldim Zacha. Says no, V'Yalakushi Domi Lo Tiknu Payasos Lo Zlin. So he talks about it. Menachas Chinuch is bothered by this. So the Chazon Ish and the Ola Shloma both say it must be what Rashi means is that you know why it's your choice. It's your choice to wait till the kohen that you want to give it to. It's up to their turn in the base of Mikdash. That's what it means. It doesn't mean that if it's not their turn, you can give it to them. It just means that if it's you have it, then you can wait until it's their turn, and then you can give it to them. That's what the Ola Shlomo here says. V'zeh tamua. Devadai. Apakarbanis yachid shayach ha-basar v'or l'chol ha-kohanim b'shaveh. V'lo l'kohen ha-makrif dafta. V'lachin kavanas rashi da yisroel yitain devar muat. Shitin alos v'l benbita kohen l'hakrif b'mishmar shalo. Kedei shiyi alo chelek ba'or. V'lo shiyakrif ha-asmo dafka. V'nachinami. Debakrav ha-kol ha-kohanim zach. Whoever is makrif it is makrif it. But you might want to wait until it is his turn. That's the first of two Ola Shlomos today. Okay. So that is the second line of the Mishnah. Next, third line of the Mishnah. V'imesu yikavru. Okay, this is where the action is on an aleph, so Beth Hashem will don't worry, the rest of Aman Aleph is gonna go away, it's gonna move until we get to the bottom line. Says the next line of the Mishnah, V'imesu yikavru. If they die, then you bury them. It has to be buried. Reb Shimon Omer, Kachi Bedek Abayis, it may be Pater. No, but Bedek Abayis, they could still be redeemed even if they died. What did the Tanakhama hold? What's Tanakhama talking about? So the Gemara is going to talk about it. But let's just see Rashi. Rashi has two opinions here. Kachi Mizbeach. When did these animals die? What does it mean? I have a carbon ola. So first day of Rashi is that it got a mum. My carbon ola got a mum, but before I got to redeem it, it died. So the halach is, you have to bury it. Nothing to do. You can't redeem it now that it's dead. Because, as we had last week, ein podin lahachilon leklavim. You can't be podin something if you're not going to be able to eat it. So that's number one. It's not covered to the carbon. Or number two, Rashi says, even if you want to hold, say, like the opinion that you're allowed to be podin lahachilon leklavim, that's only where it became a trefa, where it still could stand up, as we've spoken about, it could still have ha'amada v'ha'aracha. It can still stand up and be evaluated. But if it's already dead, then even mamish dead, not just the trefa, then even the other opinion of podin, lachilon klavim, would agree you're not allowed to be podin, and therefore you have to bury it. Okay, 2 days in Rashi. Weiter. Amar Rav Huna. Kachim is be'ach shetfisan l'chai mikonim l'osav l'chum. Rav Huna has the following statement. If you have kachim is be'ach, and you are matvisit l'chai mikonim, remember what cherem ikonim meant? I want to give, we'll get back to the word cherem a little later, Ezra Hashem. But here, if you just meant, you want to give it to the kohanim, it's going to belong to mamono shel kohen. So, says Rav Huna, that's meaningless. You don't have to give anything. Kachim is be'ach to cherem ikonim is nothing. My time away, amakra, kol cherem, kodesh kadashim hu lashem. That's the pasuk. So we darshin, kol cherem to kodesh kadashim, any cherem. If you want to be makrim, something that is holy, kodesh kadashim, something that is kudosh aguf, have, hahu lashem levi, no, it stays with God. Meaning you can't give it to the kohanim. That's the drasha. So Rav Huna says you cannot make kachim mizbeach, you can't get cherem kohanim out of kachim mizbeach. Meisve, is that really true? We have a brisa, kachi bedek abayish tfisan. Bein lekachi mizbeach, bein lecherem ikonim, lo'asa klum. The brisa says a few points. Number one, kachi bedek abayish, you cannot make it to mizbeach or kohanim. Nothing. Cherem ikonim, shehit tfisan, bein lekachi mizbeach, bein lekachi bedek abayish, lo'asa klum. And if something already is a cherem of the kohanim, you also can't do anything. So if it's bedek abayish, you can't do anything. If it's Chaim Ekonim, you can't do anything. Which one is left out of the Braisa? HaKache Mizbeach, Shehit V'Slachaim Ekonim, Asha Asa Asui. So we're medayik that the one case that's left out, Kachi Bedek Abayis, you would be able to do something with. So Tiyuf to the Rav Huna, because after all, why the Braisa leave it out? It must be that it would be effective if you try to change Mishana the Kedusha. So Amalach Rav Huna, Rav Huna would answer you, no diyuk. Ha Deshairei. It left it out. For this reason, it left it out. Why? Because there's a distinction between what you could do with kachim mizbeach. By bedek abayis, there's no distinction. By cherem ikonim, there's no distinction. By kachim mizbeach, there is a distinction. You can make it into bedek abayis, but you cannot make it into cherem ikonim. Felicity Gabi Hanachs, why didn't it say it in the Braisa? Why to leave it out? So Gemara says simple. Tani, this beitarti k'tani, to less beitarti lo k'tani. The Braisa wanted to tell me cases which have the same halakha. Kachim is kachim bedek abayis is always this. Cherem ikonim is always this. So bedek mizbeach, sometimes yes, sometimes this. So we didn't want to get into that. That's not the purpose of that Braisa. That's why it was left out. Period. So we defended Rav Huna. Next, let's ask from Rav Huna from our Mishnah. Tanan, hamakdish osan hektish ilui. So what did the second line of our Mishnah mean? You can be makdish them hektish ilui. So meaning you could add on a kedusha to what was spoken about previously. So what was spoken about previously? My lav hektish ilui lebedek habayis. Doesn't it mean that hektish ilui, I'm sorry, I didn't finish reading. The second line of the Mishnah said, makdish osan hektish ilui umachrimin osan. So what do those two phrases mean? So doesn't it mean that you could take kachim mizbeach and you could do either or? Isn't that what it means? So it's beferish against Rav Huna that you could take a karbon and make it into cher mekoanim. What does he make it into? You can't change the kachim mizbeach. It just means you can evaluate it and have to give that value to the koanim. So Gemara answers low. Both lines, both halves of that line of the Mishnah means kachim bedek abayis. Not chermikonim. Veloshna, and the chiddush is that veloshna mafik lu balashin hakodesh hektish lebedek abayis. Veloshna mafik lu balashin chermi lebedek abayis. It just means you can use either verb. I want to be machram this Sabbatic Abayas. I want to be machters this Sabbatic Abayas. Both words work. But they're both of those words in the Mishnah mean Bedek Abayas. They don't mechar mekonim. And Rav Huna is still defended that if you have a carbon ola, or a carbon shlamim, or chatas, and you wanna say, I wanna give this value to a cherim, to the kohanim, it's meaningless what you said. Bedek Abayas could work, but kohanim is meaningless. Why? Because of the pasuk. Because the pasuk says, that's me lashem. And char mekonim is not lashem. Right? Bedek Abayas is lashem. But Chemikonim is not Lashem. Period. So again, we defended Rav Huna. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll talk about Chayrim. V'halotaniyachi. But now, finally, we're going to torpedo Rav Huna. Now, we have the famous Brisa against. Titania, because the Brisa that we have explains our Mishnah differently. Titania be-Brisa. It's pretty unusual that the Gemara itself says Brisa. Titania be-Brisa. Hekdish ilui Kachi bedek abayis machrim enotam mecher mekonim. So this is beferish that that line of the Mishnah means either or. The ode, and also we have another brayso that says beferish. Hatanya kachi mizbeach shekdishu lechem mekonim masha asa asui tiyufta de Rav Huna tiyufta. So Rav Huna is knocked out. Rav kachi meaning if you have kachi mizbeach and you're machrim in chem mekonim, it does work. You have to give that value to the kohanim. Ivar Rav Huna krokamar. What do we do with Rav Huna's pasuk? Rav Huna says it's lashem. So, Amar Ula no, Amar Kra, Cherem, Kol Cherem. He meant Cherem, what does it mean? Kol Cherem, any Cherem. Any Cherem, Kol Kodesh, 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 Hashem. You could do it, it works for anything. Al HaKol, on everything, the Cherem is Chal. That's how Ra'ula says that we would interpret the Brisa. Just to mention, the Sefer HaChinuch, we mentioned this back in Maseches Bechoros, the Sefer HaChinuch explains, what's the word Cherem? The word hektish, is, we know the show, it's from the word kadosh, holy, and you're machter something, and it goes to the Beis HaMikdash. What does the word machre mean? So chere means off limits, it means cursed, right? Cursed and set aside. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch, no, inherently Jews, cherem and Jews don't mix. Because Bnei Yisrael are baruch, right? It's like Avram and Eliezer. Jews are Baruch and Eliezer is Kalul, and therefore we can't mix the two. So says the Sefer HaChinuch in Shin Nun Zayin, Lufishi Yisrael Hu Ha'am Asher Bachar Akel Mikol Shar Amim Lavodaso L'Hakir Shmo Ve'im Einim Tachas Mamshelas HaMazalos. They're not under any mazel, ain't mazel Yisrael. We have direct Hashgacha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, especially in Eretz Yisrael, like the Ramban says in Parshas Achremos. And he says, V'lochein B'chol Eisei Yos Yisrael Machzikim B'Torasso Mis'atim B'Avodaso. When Am Yisrael are involved in Torah and Mitzvahs, Lo Tanuach B'Em Rak Tova V'Shefa Bracha V'Ruach Nediva U'Tahora Tismachem V'Yahefich V'Hi HaMe'era V'HaCherem. The opposite, curses in Cherem, al oiveyem bisoneyem. And therefore, ki yitzar ruach echan mehem, v'yotzi mipiv lashon klala v'cherem al mamono. If somebody says Cherem on his property, the karkos, Hashem tachas habracha, and he has property, Hashem gives us property for bracha. So what does it mean, Cherem klala? Hodio hakasuv, she'i efshar lo lohotzio mirishus hamivarach lirishus acher. You really can't put a cherem on it, because cherem means cursed, right? Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. We like to mention Rav Schechter quoting the Pshat. What does that mean, cherem? What, you're allowed to marry, there was no problem with marrying two wives before Rabbeinu Gershom came along. You're allowed to open people's mail, midaraisa. There's a big chiddush. You're not allowed to open people's mail, midarabanan. Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom. Of course, these things were probably usher before. Some of them were for sure. They were usher beforehand, divorcing your wife bal karcha. It's a good idea. Midaraisa, it works. But Rav Shetel likes to explain, they will also even before Rabbeinu Gershom. Rabbeinu Gershom came along and put a cherem on them that they should drop dead right away. That's what cherem means. So what do you mean here, says the Chinuch? If a Jew says cherem on an item, but this is a bracha that Hashem gave you, so it must mean that it just means it's away from your rishus. But who are you giving it to? So what other rishus is there in life besides rishus of Bnei Yisrael? Rishus of Beis HaMikdash. And that's why Memela, it's not that you actually wanted to give this, according to the Chinuch, to Beis HaMikdash, but that's the only other rishus. Mikomakom, achar sheyadana be'emes ki kavanas hamachrim lohotzio so hadavar mirishuso, ro'i lahashlom chefso v'yashuv b'rishus adonav v'yiyeh kodesh. And he continues and goes through it. But that's the word cherem, but that's another way to be makdish something. Okay, says the Gemara now, second to last line. What did we just have? Ula defended what we would do with Rav Huna's pasuk. And really, we hold that cherem, a kachi mizbeach, against Rav Huna, kachi mizbeach, that you would matvis v'cher mekonim, it would work. So the Gemara says, does Ula really hold that way? Umi amar Ula hachi? Does really Ula really hold that way? That if you have a karban that you're matvis to cherme koanim, it would work? V'ha amar Ula, but didn't Ula say, ha matvis Ola lebedek habayis? If your matvis an Ola to a bedek habayis, you didn't really accomplish anything. Ein ba ela ikuv gizbarin bilvad. All you have is ikuv gizbarin. What does that mean? Rashi explains that when you take an Ola and you're matvis lebedek habayis, really is meaningless what you did. The only thing that you did was that normally if you have a karban, you have to be there in the Beis HaMikdash in order to be the baal karban when it's hukrav. If you're makdash lebed gabayis, now the kohanim have to be there. It was transferred to their jurisdiction. But you don't have to give the money for bed gabayis. So you see, Ula holds that if you have a karban, kedushas aguf, and you are makdash lebed gabayis, it doesn't work. Let alone karban kohanim, it doesn't work. So both should not work. So what's Ula talking about? We'll get back to that in a second. Let's just finish. The Gemara says, you're right. Adding a word from the side, mi derabanan. Really, it means that when Ula quoted the pasuk that says, like, Lashem kol cherem, it's only chal mi derabanan, but really, the ikar part of that pasuk is talking about Vikra lemeila asa. The pasuk is just teaching me that there is meila. That pasuk by cherme kohanim. That there is meila by cherme kohanim. But really, there is no. You don't have the power on a daraisa level to make it into bedek habayis. The Gemara says lemeila lamali kra kachi kachim ksibe. You need a pasuk to teach me that there is meila by cherme kohanim before the kohanim take it home. Once the kohanim take it home, then it's theirs and it belongs to them. There's no more me'ila. But once I designate it to be a cherem of the kohanim, until they take it, there's me'ila. What do I need a pasuk for? It's called kachi kachim in the Torah. So of course there's me'ila. So Gemara says, that's not a raya. Ulu taimeich, hadam Rabbi Yanai ein me'ila mefureshes min haTorah. Ela ba'ola belvad. What do you mean? Rabbi Yanai says, the isser of me'ila is only mefureshed by a carbon ola. Shenema v'nefesh ki simo mal v'chat abishkaga mikachei Hashem. Ha-miyuchadim Lashem. The end of Parshas Vayikra, it says Me'ila, right? Miyuchadim Lashem, that means Karbanola. Aval Chadas Va'asham lo nafka, but Chadas and Asham, you learn it out from Midrasha, Ela Midr Rebbe, Titania Rebbe Omer Kol Chela Vashem, L'Rabos Emure Kachim Kalam Le'Me'ila. So the Gemara says, Lamali Kra, Kachi Kachim Ksebu. According to what you just asked me, if it says Kachi Kachim, it's automatically Me'ila. So, what did you... why you mentioned, you asked the question before, what do you need a pasuk for by cherme kohanim? Is it automatically kachi kachim? You see, that's not true. Even if something's called kachi kachim in the Torah, it might not be subject to me'ila. Ela afagav the kachi kachim ksibahu, boy krother, bin a me'ila. You still need a pasuk to include it. So charamim nami, afagav the kachi kachim ksibahu, boy krother, bin hula me'ila. You still need a pasuk to include it for me'ila. 2 points. Number one, if you think about Rashi's pshat and what we just said in Ula, it's very difficult. Because then Ula is against the Mishnah. But what did Ula just say, according to Rashi? If you're Makdash and Ola, Lebedek HaBayis, it doesn't work. But Beferish, what we said, works in the Mishnah. So Tosfos says, what's Rashi talking about? Tosfos says, the bottom Tosfos, quotes Rashi's Pshat, and he says, the fourth line from the bottom, the Kasha Tuva, the MK, Tikshi Masnison, Delel, Dara Makdishos, and Hektash Elois. Beferish, against what we're talking about. Right, so what's he talking about? So Tosfos gives a different Pshat, second to last line in Tosfos. Lakach, Nero Lafarish, Dula Ula Vadai, Chayev Litinu Adam in Lebedek Abayis. Of course it works, and you have to give Bedek Abayis. You have to give the money. Kidat Abim Masnison. Aye, what does it mean in the Mishnah? What does it mean in the Gemara that it's limited to Amidas Gizbarin? Ula Hachi Kamar, Ein Ba Ela Ikav Gizbarin Klomar, Ein La Hektish Beguf HaBehema, Ela Shah Gizbarin Yaakbo Son Lashakla Shiyashumosa. It just means that the status of the animal has not changed. It's kedusha zaguf. It's kedusha zaguf. You can't affect the status of the animal. Umischayev demei shumel bedek abayis, and you learn ein hektish chal agufa shel ola en yishet yasul l'shochlat sheyifteni. You have to wait till it's redeemed, and the Gemara works out how that works into the Mishnah in terms of the kasha on Rafuna. But either way, this is a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos. Is exactly what the pshat is of the Mishnah. If you look in the Mishnah Lomelach, Mishnah suggests maybe just like the Gemara gave an answer that the pasuk is only drabanan, maybe Ula would say the Mishnah is drabanan. Why don't you give that answer? Right, that's what I'm saying. Just like Ula said, the pasuk is drabanan, the mishnah is drabanan. Midaraisa, so you can't do it. Midarabanan, you can do it. Bedek habayis. Says the Sfas Emes, says the Ola Shlomo, both the same answer. Maybe This is like the Taz. What Taz? The Taz that probably quoted more often than any other Taz. That is, if the Torah says something beferish is mutter, so then the Rabbanan do not have the authority to go and say it is usser. That's the Taz in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah. It says in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah and Yoredeya. Rosh Hashanah is the one that we like to quote, where the Taz says, why, it's the question of the Mizrahi and others, why didn't the Rabbanan say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah? Forget Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. On Rosh Hashanah, there's an Isser of Shem Yisakin Kleshir. You can't blow musical instrument, play musical instruments on any Yantif. So you should say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So it's a yantif. So the Taz says the Rabbanan can't do that because the Torah says blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So when it falls out on Shabbos, fine, you don't blow shofar now, but you blow when it falls out on a weekday. But you're going to say you never blow? The Rabbanan did not have the authority to say that you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. Period. And the Taz says, where else do you see this? This answers the Rishonim's questions about why don't we say you're not allowed to do bris milah when it falls out on Shabbos day 8? Maybe you have to carry the baby. Maybe you have to carry the knife. Okay, maybe not the baby, that's what this is, the Rabbanan. But the knife, why didn't you say that? Because the Torah says, Beferish, ubiyom hashmini, yom v'sar alaso. And it's an extra pasuk, so it's as if the Torah said, biyom hashmini, afilu b'shabbos. So again, you can't say that the Torah can't go out of its way to asra. Many examples of this, if the Torah says, something first laheter. So says the Ola Shlomo and the Sfas Emes, they both say, literally around the same time, right, the Ola Shlomo and the Sfas Emes, that, no, it's as if once the Torah says, that if you are take a klushas aguf, a carbon that's klushas aguf, and you are makdish lebet gabayis, it doesn't work. So then, if the rabbanan would come along and say it works, it's as if the rabbanan are going against the mafurish that it says in the Torah, and therefore they wouldn't be able to do that. That's what the Ola Shlomo said. Nirali katatas barachayim biyardeya kasa the mafurish b'torah leheter in kofkei chacham laosro omiyata leishlomar. That's what it means here. That's what it means here. Meyushav kushas a mishal amalaf the sugi dacha koya libet abaya begitin. He quotes another gemara. He says v'tegnu avalu ula de lo darish kor de golchem elam isvaras really de lo chal v'yata kachim v'de gabayas eno chal shaper mishani dimi drabon el chal kivishinim b'first b'tor lahafach. The next pasuk you could say the pasuk is talking about. It's not talking about exactly. It's not going to guess b'feirish what the Torah say, but the Mishnah is, and therefore says the Ola Shlomo says the Sfas Emes. That's how we would be able to answer for Rashi, why the Torah didn't suggest giving the answer, why the Gemara didn't suggest to give the answer, Doraisa the Rabbanan. Okay, there's more here by Me'ila, but let's continue a little bit. Oh, just one liner. So in the Ma'oras Hadaf, one of the Parsha sheets put out, the quote, I don't have, there's a Sefer called the Gur Aryeh Yehuda, which is put out by Rav Nachum Zempa, one of the Gedolim of the, that was killed, Rachman al-Islan. He had a son that died young when he was 19 years old, and he put out the Chidushim. I'm not sure if it was the Chidushim of his son or his own Chidushim, to look it up, but Rav Nachum Zempa printed his Chidushim, the Gur Aryeh Yehuda, embellished with the Haskamis of the generations, and he writes in the Hagdama to the work that he feels, once he's publishing the Sefer, Lila Nishmas his son, that he's being Maktish Ola the Beda Kabayis. Feel that he had an Ola, he had a carbon Ola, and now he's being Maktish Lebedek Abayis, that he's building on the Kedusha. Printing the work adds to him the sanctity of Bedek Abayis to strengthen Hashem's house in the world, which in our era consists only of the Beis HaMedrash, the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. So he feels that he's being Maktish Ola Bedek Abayis as he's publishing this Sefer for his sons, on the occasion of his son's Ptira, Rachman al Islam. Okay, we do weiter. Says the Gemara Gufa. Hamakdash Ola Lebedek Abayis Ein Ba Elga Ikav Bikis Barim Belvad, like the quote we had before. Again, let's go with Rashi's Pshat, even though Ula seems to be against the Mishnah. We'll just go with Rashi's Pshat. Ula, if you're Makdash Ola, you try to make it into Bedek Abayis, it doesn't work. It's only that the responsibility of who has to be there as the Baalei HaKarban, that switches. Meisvei Hamakdash Ola Lebedek Abayis Aslo Shoch Lashi Tipadeh. The Brisa says, no, if you're Makdash Ola for Bedek Abayis, you can't shecht it until it's redeemed, meaning better, you have to evaluate it. No, mi d'rabbanan. Hachanami mistavra. Makes sense that it's only d'rabbanan. Mi d'ktani seifa, because the next line of the Brisa says, im avar v'shachta masha asa asui. If you shechted it, so masha asa asui. So you see, if you shechted it, and what you did is this, so it must only be a proud d'rabbanan l'chadchila. The word says, alabai mi d'rabbanan. So yachi em seifa. But look at the next line. Umol in shtei mi'ilos. It says you violate double mi'ila. So v'i mi d'rabbanan amai shtei mi'ilos. You're going to violate Bedek Abayis and Guf? If it's Durabanan? So Gemara says, no, Hachigamer, this is what it means. V'ru'uya limol boshtei me'ilos. If it would be Daraisa, then you would violate two me'ilos. But obviously, only Durabanan, and therefore, you would not violate. Period. Good. V'imesu yikavru v'chulu. So now we get back to the last line of the Mishnah. What was the last line of the Mishnah talking about? We had a machlokas between the Tanakama and Reb Shimon. The Tanakama says, if something dies, v'imesu yikavru, we don't know what the Tanakama is talking about, which kachim. If animal, karbanos kachim die, Rashi already had 2 days, you have to bury them, you can't redeem them. Reb Shimon says, no, even if they die, you can redeem them. So what is the machlokas? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Lu Rabbanon, Echad Kachim Mizbech, Echad Kachim Bedeg Abayis, Haibachal Hamadav Aracha. We know, regarding certain karbanos, there's an obligation to have them stand up and be evaluated. So which karbanos are those are talking about? So Rabbi Yochanan says, according to the Rabbanon, it's both. Both require Hamadav Aracha, and if you can't, so then they just have to be buried. They can't be nifta. For a shlokish amar l'rabbanan, kachim bedek habayis hoy b'chal hamad v'aracha, v'kachim mizbech lo hoy b'chal hamad v'aracha. It only applies by kachay bedek habayis. Kachim mizbech do not have such a requirement, ironically. V'zev v'zev model Reb Shimon, but both agree that according to Reb Shimon, to kachim bedek habayis lo hoy b'chal hamad v'aracha. The kachim mizbech hoy b'chal hamad v'aracha. According to Reb Shimon, it's easy, because what Reb Shimon says b'feirish. In our Mishnah, by kachet bedek abayis, you could redeem even after they die. So you see from there, by kachet bedek abayis, there is no requirement. They're dead, but you could still be potet. But he says that only by bedek abayis, so it's clear that according to Reb Shimon, for kachet mizbeach, it has a requirement of hamad v'aracha, and he would agree that it has to be left to die, it has to be buried there. V'divrei hakol, and everybody agrees, balmum meikaro, if you would have been makdish a balmum meikaro, Rashi says, kachim mizbeach, if I'm makdish a karbon balmum lamizbeach, which is an issudar raisa, but if I did it, because it was never kadosh in the first place. It was kademum lehekdeshan. Period. So that's the machlokes of Yochanan Rishlokas about our Mishnah. So it's not. Reb Shimon Omer Kachim Bedek Abayis Shemesu Yipadu. So Reb Shimon in our Mishnah said Kachim Bedek Abayis that die you can redeem. It's beautiful. But now what about the Rabbanan Shita? So Bishlam Amar Reb Yochanan Do Amar Rabbanan Echad Zevechad Zehayi B'Chal Amad V'Aracha. According to Reb Yochanan, the Rabbanan say both have to be left to die. So it makes sense why Reb Shimon comes along and says, no, only one of them. Hainu ditzach Reb Shimon lefrushe kachet bedek abayis shemesu yipodu. You understand the conversation. The Tanakhama says they both have to be left to die, and Reb Shimon says, no, only mizbeach. Bedek abayis can be redeemed. Ela the Reish Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, who says that even the Rabbanan agree, it's only one. According to Reish Lakish, the Rabbanan say, bedek abayis have to be arbechal hamad v'aracha and not mizbeach. So when the Rabbanan say in our Mishnah, it has to be buried, what's that talking about? It's talking about bedek abayis. Because that's what the Rabbanan hold. So why does Reb Shimon have to, just Reb Shimon should just say, Reb Shimon says, no, it can be redeemed. It. You don't have to specify. That's what we're talking about in the Mishnah. Just say it. Elder of the Reish Lakish, Lama Lila Frushe, Lema Imesu Yipadu. According to the Reish Lakish, you don't have to specify Bedek Abayis. That's what the Rabbanan are talking about. So you don't have to specify. So Amalacha Reish Lakish, Reb Shimon lo have a yada my Dharma Tanakama. No, it could be that Reb Shimon wasn't sure what the Rabbanan held. So he wanted to be inclusive. V'hachi kamale, this is what he was saying to them. Iba kachim mizbeach modina lacha. If you're talking about mizbeach, I agree with you. That it cannot be redeemed, it has to be buried. But kachim bedek abayis, imesu yipadu. But bedek abayis, so imesu yipadu. If they die, then they can be redeemed because there's no obligation of ha'amadav ha'aracha. Period. So we work out Reish Lakish in the Mishnah as well. If you remember the Gemara in Erchin on Dav Dalid, the Gemara in Erchin said, right, earlier, that goseis is not included in ha'amadav ha'aracha. If you remember the bottom of Dalid on Aleph, the Gemara said, Nafshos v'lo hames, osias hames v'lo osias agosis, tamalomar v'hemid v'herach, chos yeshnu ba'amada, yeshnu ma'aracha, chos yeshnu ma'amada, yeshnu ma'aracha. A gosay, somebody on their, being on their deathbed is not included. Tosfos there said, v'yim tomar, the Gemara in, that's talking about erachin of people. Right, that's at the beginning of the Arachin of people. It says Tosfos there, if you can chulun taflamid, it says, if you shecht an animal, and it's still being mifar cheses, still shaking around, flailing around, it is b'chal hamad v'aracha. So I thought Goseis is not. Answers Tosfos, shiny people and animals. When it comes to Goseis hamad v'aracha. De behema isba chiyus atfei. An animal has more chiyus when it's a Goseis than people. V'yachol olamod. That's an important ta'ara. Tosfos has a chilik between people and animals when it comes to goseis regarding ha'amada v'ha'aracha. And remember then we also discussed what does it mean ha'amada v'aracha? Does it mean it's about to die? And that's good enough? The Rambam's lashon is, you gotta be able to bring it to Bezdin. which is a higher standard, and to be Mamed and Ma'arich there. The Rambam's Lashon in Arachin, in Perek, Hey, Halacha Yud Beis, the Rambam's Lashon is, Hey Yud Beis, Kol Hamatish Behema Mechpachayim, Bein Tamea, Bein Tahara, Bein Karcha, Bein Karcha, Bein Karcha, Bein Karcha, Bein Karcha, O Tamima Haruya Likarev, Harezet Tzricha Ha'amada Bidin, Shneamar Vehemidas Abehema, Lafiha, Hemesa Behema, Kodem Shetayarech Vetipade, Ein Potano Sahacha Shemesa, Elatikaver. I will make the Shchut and Vela, then I'm going to talk to that. But that's the Rama, has a Lashon, the extra word Bidin, so Lachare means in Bezdin it has to be Huamad Vehuarach. Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about the Hamad Varacha Bizman Azeh, it's an important line of the Sefer Achinach about doing Hamad Varacha Bizman Azeh. So Bezdin will start that, do that tomorrow, and then we get into the last Mishnah in Maseches Temura. It's all about the Nikbarin and the Nisrafin. We'll talk about all the destinies of different items of items that have to be destroyed in Halacha. Fascinating last Mishnah in Maseches Temura. Okay, we'll stop here. There could be an Iyun Shir tonight, because tomorrow I have a Simcha. So it could be an Iyun Shir tonight. Be around tonight.
Around.